BBC News with Jerry Smit. President Obama says the deployment of a further 1,500 American troops to Iraq marks a new phase in the battle against the Islamic State group. Mr. Obama said the first phase had been to set up an inclusive and credible Iraqi government. Now that was done, he said that the coalition against IS, also known as ISIL, was in a position to start going on the offensive.
Our troops are not engaged in combat. Essentially what we're doing is we're taking four training centers with coalition members that allow us to bring in Iraqi recruits, some of the Sunni tribes that are still resisting ISIL, giving them proper training, proper equipment. We will provide them close air support once they are prepared to start going on the offense against ISIL. But what we will not be doing is having our troops do the fighting.
President Obama says there's still a big gap in international nuclear negotiations with Iran and has questioned whether they will succeed. He was speaking as the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met his Iranian counterpart Javad Zarif and the European Union negotiator Catherine Ashton in Oman. Barbara Platt-Usher is in the Omani capital, Muscat.
The most difficult issues are the size of Iran's uranium enrichment program and the timetable for phasing out sanctions. Mr. Obama repeated that the top priority was to ensure Iran would not be able to produce a nuclear weapon. The idea is to significantly scale back its enrichment activities, but allow a limited amount for civilian purposes. Iran says the amount is too limited for its needs. Mr. Obama also acknowledged that the U.S. and Iran had a common enemy in Islamic State militants, but he said they were not coordinating in the fight against the group, which was entirely separate from the nuclear negotiations.
In Germany, thousands of illuminated balloons positioned along the 15-kilometre line where the Berlin Wall once stood have been released into the night sky to symbolise its collapse 25 years ago. The wall was built in 1961 to stop people in East Germany escaping to the West. Damien McGuinness was at the celebration.
This is the finale of the anniversary celebrations. Right now I can see the illuminated balloons which symbolise the Berlin Wall being released into the night sky. And from where I'm standing, it looks like tens of thousands of people are gathered round the Brandenburg Gate. But when the wall was up, this monument was trapped in the middle of no man's land. It was a deserted, forbidden zone. That changed exactly 25 years ago, when young people started climbing on top of the wall and defied border guards by running through the gate, something which could have got you shot just hours earlier.
The German Chancellor, Angela Merkel, said the fall of the Berlin Wall in 1989 was a sign of hope today for countries where human rights were threatened. World News from the BBC. The European Union has expressed concern at reports of a build-up of fighters and equipment around Donetsk in eastern Ukraine. Heavy fighting has been taking place in the city between pro-Russia rebels and Ukrainian soldiers. European monitors and journalists say they've seen unmarked convoys of heavy weapons, tanks and fighters close to Donetsk. Russia and China have reaffirmed their close ties with a new gas deal, as President Xi Jinping prepares to host Asia-Pacific leaders at a summit in Beijing. He and President Vladimir Putin promised ever closer cooperation at a time when both countries are locked in disputes with the US and its allies. They signed a framework agreement under which Russian natural gas will be delivered to China via a new pipeline from western Siberia. Polls have closed in Catalonia in northeastern Spain in an informal referendum to gauge support for independence. The regional government said nearly 2 million people had voted hours before the polls were due to close. Rob Brumby reports.
After casting his vote in what has been called a consultation of citizens on independence for Catalonia, the Catalan president Artur Mas said he was happy, very happy, to see the reaction of the people. A more formal, though also non-binding, plebiscite was blocked by the Spanish government. Mr. Mas said Catalans deserved the right to what he called a definitive referendum, and Madrid should understand. One famous Catalan, the Bayern Munich coach Pep Guardiola, flew home to cast his vote. He said people wanted to be heard and had waited a long time.
At least one person has been killed and several others injured during riots in the Kenyan coastal city of Mombasa. Demonstrators looted shops and threw stones at police in protest of the shooting dead of a suspected Islamist militant. And that's the latest BBC News.